You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth.
Then you want Dave Hodges.
Dave Hodges.
The Common Sense Show. You can't dodge the Hodge.
Welcome to hour number two of the Common Sense Show. This is Dave Hodges, your host, and we're joined by our special guest, Charlotte Isabert, who we've agreed to hold over for a few moments after the break. And Charlotte, a couple reasons why I wanted to hold you over is number one, when you were reading about Montgomery County, I wanted to interject a question here. Seems like they've invited everybody to that education party except for the parent.
Oh, yeah. Well, absolutely. But they say that they want the parents in there, but I mean, you know, we all know what happens when you join a group, and then if you don't go along with what they're doing, you're isolated, right?
Exactly.
But the Montgomery County plan is in the index in my book. It's probably another one of the most valuable papers we ever got our hands on, and all the major change agents were involved in that. And a guy came down from New York, a major change agent, and he said right in there that it takes 50 years from the beginning, from the needs assessment to the implementation of the change. And that really is exactly the timing that we're
That's
looking
at
now.
That's about where we're at right now. You're exactly right.
And,
well, before...
Go
ahead, Charlotte.
And also, at American Deception, if you want to know what I'm talking about right now with the San Francisco project, type into the search engine up there. By the way, if you want to get the two discs for American Deception, which covers the whole thing and you don't have to, it's all downloaded on the discs, so you don't have to print stuff out, it's $50 for two discs, and you'll see how you can get that. It's very important to do that because then you can have it yourself.
Well, let me give out those websites again before we run out of time. It's AmericanDeception.com.
AmericanDeception.com,
mm-hmm.
And the other one is DeliberateDumbingDown.com. Now, the community ed thing is extremely important. A friend of mine, a marvelous researcher, went to a meeting in 1971 in Baltimore on community ed. And this is all Obama's agenda, too. Don't forget, community. And an educator there asked the facilitator, who was from Alaska, what can you compare this to? And he said, communist China. Now, I want to point out that community ed is international. And it's very dangerous. It's lifelong. It's for old people. It's for all of us. All the decisions will be made under the umbrella of the school district.
Well, let me interject one thing here, Charlotte. It's not just out of communist China. I've read almost word for word what you described in terms of sustainable development agenda 21 right out of the United Nations.
That's right. But, you know, I mean, the United Nations is China. The United Nations was formed by a majority of communists, okay? So Alger Hiss, Brock Chisholm, who said we got to get rid of the conscience, the psychiatrist. There's so much more we could talk about.
I have one final question before we run out of time.
What?
Okay. I've had a number of guests on the air, and I mean some of them very prominent, well-educated people who believe, and since the term eugenics came up, I feel compelled to ask this. Are you aware of any thinking on the part of this cabal, this elite group, that they would like to see a systematic reduction of the population of the Earth anywhere between 80 to 95%?
Oh, yes, but yes, I am aware of that. And I'm also aware of the fact that they're going to be trying to modify the behavior. And that's the Texas, the algorithm, TMAP program.
Oh, yes, through Teen Screen. Yeah, we did a show on that.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And I have a tremendous amount of information that has not gotten out because it's just so horrible that we're trying to get it better organized.
Well, we're going to have to... We're right up against the end here on this break, but we're going to have you back. But once again, I really want to promo your book. I mean, my favorite work of everything you've done is The Deliberate Dumbing Down. And I think anyone who has a kid in the public education system needs to read this book because it gives you the history on why your kid is not learning to their potential. And again, your websites are DeliberateDumbingDown.com and AmericanDeception.com. And I want to thank you very much, Charlotte. We're going to have you on again to talk about things like Teen Screen and the TMAP program, but I want to thank you very much for being with us. We're up against the break. You hear the music coming in. But our guest tonight's been Charlotte Isserby. And Charlotte, thanks so much for taking time to join us tonight.
Well, you're welcome. I enjoyed it as well. And take care, everybody. Good luck. And if you have any questions, just go to the websites.
Okay, we'll be back after the break with Annie DiRiso on our Under the Radar segment. Stay tuned, everybody.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Is credit card debt stressing you out? If you're serious about regaining control of your finances, Big Solutions, the country's leading nonprofit debt management and consumer credit counseling service, can get you back on track. Whether you're behind with your payments or just frustrated with balances that never seem to go down, BSI can help you. Creditors have given Big Solutions very special repayment arrangements to help you get out of debt. These include lowering interest rates by 50% or more, bringing past due accounts current, and stopping harassing collections calls. BSI's team of certified financial counselors can consolidate all your credit card bills into one low monthly payment.
I chose BSI because they never asked for high fees I couldn't afford, and my creditors told me that Big Solutions had a great reputation.
Call the debt specialist at Big Solutions right now at 1-800-497-7722 to receive more information. BSI works with your lenders, but more importantly, Big Solutions works for you. Take control of your finances. Call 1-800-497-7722.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Hi, everybody, and we're back to the Common Sense Show here on RBN. This is Dave Hodges, your host, and sometimes you have a guest on, and she just has so much knowledge, it's hard to just keep up, and that's how I feel. I feel like I was holding on to the rear bumper of a car going about 110 down the freeway. She has a storehouse of knowledge, but very quickly before we bring Annie up, let me just say that when you read her book, and it's free to download at deliberatedumbingdown.com, if you read her book, The Deliberate Dumbing Down, you'll find out very quickly how long these plans have been laid out. She documents everything. She has hundreds of citations. When you find out that the idea is to globalize our children, get them to accept the New World Order, these terms were in vogue back in the 30s, as she pointed out. And if you look at how they're really trying to dumb us down, they just want us smart enough to do our jobs, but not smart enough to question their authority. And if you don't think this is true, look at the modern times as proof of what's going on. We talked about Ashton Lundeby on our show a couple of weeks ago, and since then Annette Lundeby has appeared on John Stantmiller's show. And most people don't even realize the Military Commissions Act, the Patriot Act, and how many Bill of Rights, the amendments under the Bill of Rights, have been violated. And you look at the Ashton Lundeby situation, I've told people about it, they go, well, he probably had it coming. Even if he's guilty, they have violated his constitutional liberties. And most people don't even know, because we have been so dumbed down. The dropout rate in our schools today is 30%, and in some major metropolitan areas, it's as high as 60% and 70%. That's unacceptable. but it's by design. And you also heard the $64 question, which I'm going to hold on to that thought. Let's first go to Nashville and bring up Annie DeRiso for Under the Radar segment, because I want her to be a part of this discussion. Annie, are you with us?
I'm here, Dave. I'm ready to go.
Oh, God, it's good to hear your voice.
You too.
Really good to hear your voice, Annie. Annie, you heard I asked her the $64,000 question, didn't I?
Yes.
This highly educated former member, senior member of the Department of Education under President Reagan. I mean, this is a person who has achieved a lot in her lifetime and has risen to a high level in her chosen area. And I asked her, do you think there is a plot to reduce the population of the planet by 80 to 95%? And Annie, did you hear her answer?
Oh, she highly agreed on that, yes. And it is scary.
I mean, how many different people from different walks of life with impeccable credentials, great professional backgrounds, people of sound mind, how many of them are going to come on this show and say, no, I don't agree with that, and I think that's insanity?
Well, you haven't had one yet, and I doubt if you get one.
Well, Annie, I have to tell you, back before I did this show for the first time on December the 14th of last year, I was really uncertain. I was aware of Alex Jones's claims in Endgame that the New World Order, quote-unquote, this elite cabal, the secret handshake boys, they wanted to wipe out most of us because they wanted less people so we'd be easier to control. And I had to tell you that, and Annie, you know I was skeptical of this.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm not skeptical any longer. We've had too many people, medicine, politics, economics, all saying the same thing. And it almost frightens me to say it. But, you know, as I said at the top of the show, these times are here. The times that you and I have been talking about, the times that I've been writing about on freedomsphoenix.com, they're here. They're here today, right now. We're living them.
Well, their plan is so blatant now. They're not trying to hide anything anymore.
Oh, you know, you bring up such a good point, because I remember back in 1979 when I really got into the CFR in a big way and I saw just how evil they were. And just and so many politicians belonged to the CFR and how they just had a total disdain for the American Constitution. And I began to tell everyone. I felt like Paul Revere riding through the countryside. Hey, the CFR is coming. The CFR is coming. And what I found, Annie, is people thought I was nuts. There's no such thing as a CFR. Did you forget your medication today? Well, you know, now you're seeing press releases on major media with people with the CFR in the background, and they're speaking for the CFR.
Mm-hmm.
But the only group that's not come out of the closet yet is the Bilderbergers.
Well, at least we have some people out there kicking them around and not letting them hide as well as they were.
Well, Alex Jones does a good job of that, but I think Daniel, I'll probably butcher his last name here, Estelin. He's done an excellent job of exposing the Bilderberger agenda. I'll tell you, you have a guest like I just had. And unfortunately, and I think we spent too much time on the minutia and the history because that's where her mindset is. She feels that she's a good academician and she has to validate what she says with numerous quotes and citations. But what it really comes down to, Annie, in our education system, our kids are getting the shaft.
On purpose.
Yeah, on purpose, in a huge way. You know, one thing that she and I didn't get into in a big way, but she did bring it up, that 1934 document that laid out what was going to happen in No Child Left Behind. You know, Annie, do you know No Child Left Behind? And I don't even know if a lot of parents realize this. Back when I was in high school, back in the 70s, when I was in high school, Annie, we had kids who were what we might call handicapped. They were on a lower scale in terms of their intelligence, certainly not their character or their worth as a human being, but they were in special ed classes. And they were educated with kids at their pace who were on their level, and when they showed promise in a particular area, they were mainstreamed into the classroom if they had a chance of success. And we used to also have kids that came from foreign countries. that didn't speak good English, and they too were taught in their own special classes at a pace that they could handle. But what No Child Left Behind is mandated today is mainstreaming. Mainstreaming in a blanket fashion with absolutely almost no individual remediation at all. And so can you imagine, Annie, you and I go to a foreign country, pick one, Spain, Germany, pick a language
Egypt.
We don't speak. Egypt. And we sit in the classroom there with very few language skills, and we're supposed to assimilate. Well, we know now it takes 3 to 5 years to learn a language. So how many years of learning do these kids take? But here's the rub. In No Child Left Behind, every kid by 2014 has to pass, or those administrators of that school and those teachers will be turned out. And the state will take over the school, which is really the goal, I think. I think it's really the goal that the state wants to control every school, because what endeavor is there in any facet of life on this planet where everyone is successful? I can't think of one. Can you think of one, Annie?
There isn't one.
I mean, I get people in my classes that occasionally get Fs. I have to cut people who try out for my college basketball team. There, people get fired from their jobs. Despite medicine's best efforts, people die on the operating table. We are not successful with 100% of the people 100% of the time, but this is what No Child Left Behind is mandated. So let me tell you what your average teacher faces, Annie. And I think the listening audience needs to hear this one time, what your teachers go through. Look to the left side of your room and pretend you're the teacher. There you've got the lower IQ kids that can't possibly keep up at the pace of the higher IQ kids without extra instruction that takes considerably more time. Look to the right side of your class. There you have your behaviorally and emotionally disturbed kids, which by federal law now under No Child Left Behind must be mainstream. And if they're dangerous, the teachers aren't even told. They can pose a real legitimate threat to their classmates, to the teachers, and they can't be told because of the privacy aspects of FERPA. And then, a little more to the center of the class, you've got your foreign language speakers. And with the advent of illegal immigration, we have lots and lots of those children. And then in the very middle of your class, you've got the kids, Annie, that you and I used to go to school with. English speaking, average to above average IQ, and a few gifted kids, a couple of three in every class. And those kids are being ignored because, remember, every kid under No Child Left Behind must pass, especially if they have a determined disability. And how they get these disabilities assigned to them is almost a joke. A parent can show up, or we can look at a kid that's failed two subjects and go, oh, they must be disabled, so therefore they fall under these 504 and other special ed provisions. And so what we do with these kids is we just pass them along. And the teacher, you heard me say in the last interview, Annie, we teach to the middle, but we're not even teaching to the middle anymore. We're teaching below the mean. We're teaching below the average. And if you want to know why 30% of our kids are so bored they can't even see straight and they drop out of school, and they typically, the dropouts, have the higher IQs, this is what's going on today in American education. I could not devise a plan if I was communist Russia or communist China, if I were any of our enemies, the Taliban. I could not devise more damaging legislation for our schools if I wanted to undo the ambition, the creativity, and learning potential of our young people today in American schools. And that's No Child Left Behind, which really should say this country can't keep up. This is what I call it.
Well, and everything is 10 words like a telegram. You know, kids nowadays want it in one little bite snap. You know, they don't want explanations. They don't want the minutiae. They don't want the statistics. They don't want to know why things are the way they are. They're being trained to just, you know, accept what's being told them without questioning it. They question it, all right, you know, oh, well, I don't want to do that, you know, and be rebellious and that sort of thing. But they're not asking, they're not taught how to ask
they're
or
not
look
taught
at the appropriate
how to
answers.
Think. Well, Andy, we're going to get started. Andy, we're going to get started on your segment right when we come back from the break. Stay tuned, everybody. We'll be back in 3 minutes here on the Common Sense Show.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
Well, I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com.
SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
One 800 313 9443 is the number to call if you want to join the conversation with Annie and I. And Annie, just one more thing before we jump in under the radar. I certainly don't want to suggest that kids that are unfortunate enough to have lower IQs, kids that don't speak English, and children that have emotional disorders shouldn't be worked with. They should. They deserve individual, specialized attention. And my position is they should only be mainstreamed after they've shown the ability to be reasonably successful in any particular class. I'm certainly not being an elitist, and I don't belong to the eugenics movement, but it's just part of the dumbing down process where we dumb down our creative kids by putting them with kids who aren't really ready to perform at a particular grade level. Anyway, Annie, what do you have for us tonight?
Well, I'm proud of Tennessee because we now have a stopping confiscation of gun laws. So any person who legally owns a gun or possesses a gun would not have it seized during periods of martial rule under a proposal that's been signed into law by our government, by our governor, and it takes effect immediately. Now, the sponsors say that martial rule is the same thing as martial law at a federal level. They say that the law is necessary after, you know, what happened in Katrina, you know, when they went door-to-door seizing guns, whether you legally own them or not. And the Republican Senator Jack Johnson, he's from Brentwood here, he's one of the sponsors, And he says he doesn't expect, you know, such behavior in Tennessee as happened, you know, after Katrina. But he believes that legislation should be in place just in case.
Well, I agree with the senator's last premise, just in case. I think the good senator is being naive, because the people that committed most of these violations of constitutional liberties were the Blackwater folks. And they went into to New Orleans and they acted like a bunch of jackbooted thugs. And whoever FEMA sends in, because, you know, they privatize everything, the U.S. government with their public-private partnerships, they're going to bring in a group like Blackwater, or they change their name to something that starts with X, and I forget what the name is now, but they'll bring in some group comparable to that, and they will violate constitutional liberties, and they will act just like they did in New Orleans.
Well, yes, that is a good possibility. The key word here is legally, too. You know, people own their guns legally, you know, many of them down in Louisiana. So that means you're going to have to keep all of your ownership papers out there where you can whip them right out before they come in and ransack your home and go through. And, you know, it just hits me hard, you know, the possibilities that could happen.
Well, do you know, Annie, do you hear what you're saying here? Do you hear what you're really saying? That this good senator, okay, in Tennessee, we're to the point now where we have to pass laws to protect us from the laws that have already been passed that violate the previous laws that used to protect our individual liberties. I mean, do you realize how crazy this is?
Violates the Constitution.
It really does. It just is, it's absolutely amazing. Well, anyway, we got a couple callers on this, and we're not going to be able to get to both before the end of the hour, but let's go to Z, and I'm not sure where he's calling from, but hi, Z, welcome to the show. Do you have a question or comment for Annie or I? Okay. Oh, okay. Well, let's go to George in Texas on line two. Hi, George.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you, George?
You know, the thing is, I haven't noticed, too, is like the people they pick in law enforcement today are not really the sharpest knives in the drawer. you ever seen that video of that paramedic being manhandled by a cop in Oklahoma?
No, I haven't seen that.
You know, the thing is, it's more like, and the people in Texas, they got this conclusion. Why turn in our guns for our own protection when it's plain and simple? You go like Houston PD or Dallas PD or San Antonio PD or Austin PD, and you see or in El Paso PD, and you see how the cops abuse the citizens, and how we expect to be protected if we're being abused by the very system that's supposed to protect us.
Well, that's a good point, but we're seeing now nationwide, you bring up a good point about comparing the various Texas police agencies, but this is nationwide. We're seeing a militarization of police departments all across this country. And you notice even their cars are starting to look like they're all black and white now, and the new ones, and it's crazy what's going on, but it's the increasing encroachment of the police state.
Well, you know, the thing is, in the city I'm living in, a few of the citizens are going before the city council, and they want a total transparency of the police department in its interactions with the Department of Homeland Security or the state, because they want to know exactly what they're agreeing upon. And also, too, they want to make every police officer, if you're going to serve in the city, you're going to have to live within the city limits. And the police chief is going, well, that wouldn't be a good idea because the police officers might get chummy with the community and all that stuff. But you know, the thing is, I think like this. I'd rather have the cops that serve in the community live in the community, because I tell you one thing, if these cops are going to go around and rough up the person down the two blocks down, you know, or two houses down, you know, his wife and his kids are going to hear it in the supermarket.
No, you're exactly right, but it's the idea, too, like bringing in federal troops to control us.
Mm-hmm.
And you station all the active duty troops in wars that are being fought overseas, and you've hit the nail right on the head. We're up against the break. George, do you want to hold to the break?
Sure.
Okay, Annie, we'll be right back with you in our Under the Radar segment. More here on RBN on the Common Sense Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
You invest, you buy insurance, you wear your seatbelt, you do things to ensure your family's future and protection. But why? Just in case? With the current state of affairs, ask yourself, am I ready? Preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has a huge selection of vital products, emergency survival kits, gas masks, MREs, communication devices, products for pet care, your car, home, office, and school. Protect against all natural disasters and terror attacks that can happen at any time. If you are not prepared, the last place you want to be is standing in FEMA lines. Invest in your future now. Visit SurvivalGearSource.com or call 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. That's SurvivalGearSource.com. Or call 877-231-1925. 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. Prepare for tomorrow now.
We'll pay $25,000 of your credit card debt guaranteed. Since 1993, Zero Debt in 90 Days is still the only guaranteed debt relief program available. We'll either solve your debt problems in 90 days or we'll pay you $25,000. Our attorney said we could not make this promise, so we fired them and hired new attorneys, and they just love the idea.
My wife and I thought these guys are nuts, but a few months later, we were totally debt-free. This has changed our life and given us a brand new start.
So if you have too much debt of any kind, we want to pay for it. If you are facing foreclosure, we can stop it in one day and you make no payments. That's right, you keep your money. As of this date, we have stopped every single foreclosure and all of our clients are still in their homes, paying no property taxes, no mortgage, no rent, and no chance of having to move anytime soon. We will pay you $25,000 if we cannot solve your debt problems within 90 days. Call now and mention this offer to get your free copy of our 7 Debt Relief Secrets. Call 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
one 800 313 9443 is the number to call to be a part of this discussion. And as we held George from Texas through the break, George, just go ahead and finish your thought on police departments.
Yes, and you know, the thing is, there was like a little bit of a standoff because we found out, we go through this police department and we found out they've been getting like lots of money from Child Protective Services to help them you know, grab kids and all that stuff, you know, when the judge gives a pickup order, the police come. And in reality, you look at the law, and when they help Child Protective Services grab children, they're using public resources for something outside police work.
Well, I agree. And Annie, we have a good friend named Roger who has kind of made his life's work of looking at this. And Annie, how do you view that, using the police to snatch kids in the name of CPS?
Well, don't they get more money for every kid they snatch?
Yes.
I think that answers the question.
I can't hear her.
She said, don't they get more money from every kid that they snatch? And the answer is yes, they do. We have the same arrangement here in Arizona, and I'm pretty sure that it's in this way nationwide. And what it really boils down to, George, I don't know if you heard how much you heard of the interview we did with Charlotte Iserbeet on the dumbing down of our kids, but what it is about removing parental authority to get the kids under the control of the state. And it's just one more way it's being done. Go ahead, George. Final thought?
Well, one thing I did do is I got it gave me plausible deniability of my kids being homeschooled next year, but I had a piece of paper signed by my family attorney telling social workers or anybody cannot interview my kid unless he is present, and that they can't ask questions, just to sort of like cut them off at the pass. I'm like, this gives me plausible deniability, saying, well, my lawyer and me have to be present if the kid's going to be questioned by the police or a social worker.
Yeah, but you say, Annie, let's hold that thought. Annie, you've got another news story on that, don't you, about the police initiating questioning after the right to an attorney has been invoked?
Right.
Go ahead. Why don't you run with that, Annie?
Okay. Well, the Supreme Court has had a ruling for 23 years that has just been rescinded, I guess you could say. The U.S. Supreme Court ruled on Tuesday that police, under certain circumstances, can initiate an interrogation of a suspect without the defendant's lawyer being present. So it's kind of confusing. I've been trying to make sense of it. You know, do we still have the Miranda Act or not? But it does say that if the defendant or the one being questioned, you know, says, I want my attorney present, they do have to stop. But so the word here is initiate an interrogation. But this has been in standing for 23 years.
Right. And now the Supreme Court has turned that ruling on its head, and basically it's giving the police more authority to go where they want with this. So, George, you know, kind of word of the wise, you guys might think you have an agreement in place there, and it might work for some people, but it may not work when it comes to the police.
Well, I mean, like I say, but I'm pulling them out because the forced vaccinations and all that. And it's getting real, real nuts. And, you know, and the thing is, I'm in a position where I talk to a lot of law enforcement, and, you know, I tell them, snap out of your spell, you know. You tell us, when I was a kid, I said, you tell us you wouldn't run with a pack that would tell you to run off the cliff. But yet you follow order. I said, but you guys are just political bodyguards. That's all you are.
You know, you're like the poster child here, George, for our first two stories. this was not a contrived call to people listening in the audience here. I mean, but you are so on point, George. And I want to thank you for your call. We've got to move along because we've got a lot to get to yet with Annie's segment. But, George, please call again. That was an enlightened call.
All right, thank you.
All right, you're welcome. Annie, that was amazing, wasn't it?
Yes. He's very on target. Yes.
Very much on point. Okay, so what else do we have on the under-the-radar segment?
Well, I'm wondering whether to throw something out there or not. But I got an email, and I haven't had too much time to digest it. But the International Forecaster, you know, has a lot of subscribers.
Bob Chapman?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is just a blurb that I would like to read. He was reading, and this came out today. It went out to the subscribers. But he was reading a letter from somebody at a U.S. embassy. It said that they were instructed to buy more than a year's worth of local currency. And this is an email that somebody wrote to him. So I also heard you say that this is very bad. And then you went on to say that within the State Department, there's knowledge of something imminent about to happen, most likely in 120 days or so. I heard an interview with a man who happened to be interviewing for a job at the police station in California. He was put into a room and told to wait for the interviewer. So across the hall, while he was waiting, he heard voices from the conference room, and he began to listen, and he heard three different men talking. One of the men was saying that they need to federalize the local police across the country, and was asking another man if he could get his men to agree. The man overhearing this conversation looked out of his room and peered into the conference room where he was hearing the conversation. He saw two men in FEMA jackets that were talking to the police chief. He then overheard the FEMA men tell the police chief that they, the U.S. government, would be closing banks in late August, early September, and that it will get ugly. Now, it doesn't say closing banks permanently or for how long or anything. It just says closing banks.
Really?
And this would put the date out about 120 to 150 days that the State Department is looking at when something might go down. I'm still reading here. It seems to me that the government knows what is coming down and thus telling the embassies to have a ton of local currency to carry them over for when this country's banking system is shut down or allowed to collapse.
There's a nexus of events coming in 4 months, Annie. We've talked about the FEMA coffins. We've talked about when will a, quote, swine flu virus vaccine, unquote, is ready. We've got a confluence of factors coming together in 4 months, don't we? Of course, you know, the end of August is only, about 3 months away?
Yeah, and for those who know what the Alta WebBot is, they give out the date of October 26th. So, but we keep hearing this, you know, two or three, and at first it was, you know, in 6 months this is all going to happen. And the rumors, for lack of a better word, you know, it keeps on rolling down toward the fall. So, you know, I can't verify any of this, but it just, you know, I really did want to throw it out.
I don't think you have to verify this. I think this has been verified to the nth power for you. I mean, there, as Creedence Clearwater Revival used to say, there is a bad moon horizon, and all these factors are coming together at one time, and they're going to come to roost on our head. And there's no question that I think late summer is a critical time. And, yeah, how are people going to react when they can't get money out to buy food, drive to work? There's going to be a problem.
Will the ATMs even go down? The gas stations go down, you know, and nobody knows how to count money anymore, and they won't sell you anything if they have to take cash and can't put it in a cash register. They just close the door and lock it and go home.
Well, we need to talk to good Mr. Chapman, if possible. We need to see if we can't get him on the show.
Okay.
I think this is something that's definitely worth pursuing. You know, next week, Annie, along those lines, we've got a guest who even has more dire forecast, and if it were not for the fact that this man has a impeccable reputation, is a incredible journalist, and is a former member of the Reagan administration as a senior foreign policy advisor, I'm talking about Joel Skousen, he's predicting the beginning of World War III. With the longer it goes on over the next 10 years, the higher the probability figures go up, and he thinks it's going to happen within a year or two. He says 95% chance within 7 or 8 years. We're having him on the show in the second hour next week to talk about how World War III can begin. And I think we've already seen the seeds of this over in North Korea, you know, what's going on with the missile situation, because this could spin out of control very quickly. It's kind of the Cuban Missile Crisis modern version.
Yes, it could.
Well, absolutely. But so where did you get this piece on Bob Chapman and the International Forecaster?
Well, Charleston Voice. It's a news service that puts out blurbs and gives you the website to go to. And this one doesn't have a website to go to. It just underlined the International Forecaster, that that's where it came from. And if people would like to just type in Charleston Voice, the subscription doesn't cost anything. And this guy, I think it's just put out possibly by one man, but he does his homework. I mean, he must scour the web, because he comes up with very pertinent information from A to Z. I mean, he's just amazing, whoever this person is. Charleston Voice, like Charleston, what, Virginia?
Well, I want to ask you another question here, and then I almost hesitate to ask you because I'm afraid I know the answer. Is there any good news?
Oh, what are they not lying to us about?
To quote our friend Jim Mars.
Yes.
Yes.
That was Bill. That was my Bill, yeah.
That's
but
true.
Mars, too. Yeah. Yeah.
Chicken or egg, who said it first?
Yeah.
Bill Pollack or Jim Mars. But Annie, is there any good news? Is there anything that we can look at and say, by gosh, you know, we're making some progress here against the secret handshake guys?
It's like we're in a sinking boat. You know, we're bailing as fast as we can. We're trying to put in as many stops as we can, but we're overpowered, outgunned, and outmoneyed, and, you know, it's hard for the little man. It's hard for you and me to strike out. That's why we do this radio show. That's why everybody else does the radio shows. That's why the Charleston Voice puts out the news to people free, you know, not charging for it. And it is. It's just getting difficult, but we have to keep dancing as fast as we can. I mean, we can't just lay down and let it roll over us. We have to keep fighting.
You know, there was a really, really good talk show host here in Phoenix by the name of Charles Goyette, who was taken off the air for his opposition to the war in Iraq because he had the audacity to ask for proof of the weapons of mass destruction. But what I remember he said before he left the air, he said, you know, I've been trying to fight against what's coming for years, really for decades. And he said, I may have to change my thinking and go into a mode of survival, how to adapt to what's coming. Are we at that point, or should we still keep fighting about who, what, where, when, and why they're after us?
Well, you know, we feel like on this show many times we're preaching to the choir, and we don't have time to argue with people anymore. We have to tell them the way we see it, what we think is happening because of the research that we do, you know, rather than the news at 5 o'clock. But if they don't take it, we don't have time to sit there and argue with them because we may need to turn around and talk to the person on the other side of us who is receptive and go, wow, geez, I didn't know it was really that bad. What can I do?
Annie, these people have been so clever in subjugating us, because the majority of the people are still locked into the 5 o'clock news paradigm, and that's their view of the world. And you know how hard it is to change a person's paradigm.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's almost like, well, if it's on the news, if it's on TV, it's got to be true. It's got to be just like the Bible. You know, want to hear my next story?
Yes, please.
Virginia bans smiles at the DMV. When you go in Virginia, and also nationwide, there's 37 other motor vehicle agencies that are doing this too, but they won't let you smile anymore. You can't show any teeth. You can't, you know, have a perky look on your face so that when you have to show it to a cop, you know, it doesn't make you feel like he's looking at a bad person here, or, you know, it used to be that we were going to keep these driver's license for 8 or 10 years, but they're getting ready. I mean, we don't have the national ID yet, but it's getting snuck in so many little different ways.
Yeah, it's an end run. I mean, it's like the Western Hemispheric Travel Initiative, you know, exactly, with the enhanced driver's licenses. Well, okay, so you can't smile because I'm assuming they're going to use this for a database for facial recognition, correct?
Right. And they even the camera, when it takes your picture, the program will tell you whether the picture is acceptable or not.
Really? Can you grimace?
I guess you could. But, you know, it'll refuse the picture and they'll take another one.
I wonder if you can make yourself look cross-eyed.
If you have a tooth showing. What?
No teeth.
No teeth.
Can you be cross-eyed?
No. Well, I guess so.
Stick your tongue out, frown, pucker up. I mean,
no tongue allowed. No. Mm-mm. No.
Oh my! Is this amazing or what?
Well, it's for our own good, you know.
No, you know, I went to a presentation yesterday, and my good friend Ernie Hancock was talking, and I think Ernie is actually going to do a show here on Republic, but Ernie was talking about how, you know, the days are here. I mean, the same thing that you and I have been saying every week on the show, the days that we've been talking about, they're here. But we got into the immigration issue here, and, you know, they have these immigration checkpoints, for the listeners who don't know. They're 50, 80, 100 miles from the border, and they're on east-west thoroughfares. And it's all about control. It's all about papers, please, and this is why this immigration issue is now resurfacing on the part of the government. They don't really want to stop these people coming in because the private part of their public-private partnerships benefit from the cheap labor. But it's about papers, please. It's about control, this facial recognition. I mean, can you imagine? I mean, the SS and Hitler's Nazi Germany would have killed to have this kind of technology, wouldn't they?
Oh, my goodness, yes.
And it's here. The Stasi is here. They have. In fact, when you go through now I told you about the checkpoint that I was stopped at with my assistant coach, and we were put on the ground and had my car searched without my permission, and we were told on our way very quickly and shut up, don't ask questions or you'll go to jail. And then I told you about that Baptist preacher that was beaten because he wouldn't subject to an unfounded search of his car. And they took him to jail in Yuma. This is all about papers, please, and this is all about giving in to authority. And, you know, my friend Ernie, and I've mentioned him, he keeps saying his favorite saying, the revolution's coming, the revolution's coming. Annie, do you think it is, or do you think people, the majority, are going to acquiesce because of the brainwashing we've been through, like Cheryl Iserbeet talked about?
No,
hold your
answer.
Hold your answer until after the break. We come back. That'll be the first question on the table. Stay tuned, everybody. More on the Common Sense Show as we put a wrap on this great show after a word from our sponsors.
It only took a minute for my finger to find my daily dose of destiny under my sign.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try Saw Palmetto, but Beta Prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription Beta Prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try Beta Prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat. And it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
And we're back to the final segment of the Common Sense Show. This is Dave Hodges, your host, and we're joined by Annie DeRiso. And Annie, I asked you a question. Do you think the majority of people are going to wake up in time to mount any kind of meaningful resistance to what's coming our way?
Well, the writing is on the wall. People just don't look up from looking at their toes. to read the writing. I just wonder what the catalyst is going to be. I do believe there's going to be a revolution. I really do.
Do you really? I think we'll see some Mad Max scenarios. If the banks close down, you can't have ATMs. People will go house to house getting what they need when they're starving. But I don't think we'll see any kind of organized resistance against the government because, first of all, they have the bigger guns.
Mm-hmm. I know. I was just wishing, you know, while I was thinking about that, you know, that more. I wish more sheeple were awake, you know, and I just hope that our cops and our military refuse their orders, you know, to beat us up. Kill us.
I think the promise of food and family security will keep the cops in line.
And would keep us in line too. I mean, when your children are starving,
that's when
you go out on a limb, you will do anything.
You'll do anything. I know. Yeah. I hate to end this on such a down note.
I mean,
this is downright depressing. I mean, you know, I thought that if we all collectively jumped up and down and screamed and yelled and told everything we knew, that it wouldn't be long till the rest of the country would join in and we would mount a collective effort to free ourselves. But I think the freedom that we're looking for won't come from some outward political movement or military revolution. I think the freedom will come from what we give ourselves in the space between our ears.
Yes.
That's where I think the true freedom will come from. I think the revolution that will come between people's ears because they'll come to recognize themselves as a sovereign individual, a sovereign entity. Why does government or any form of government have the right to tell me what to do as long as I'm not violating people's rights? And eventually you reach a point where if people are non-compliant with their government on a massive scale, and I do see this increasingly happen, as I read today, 10% of all Texans have warrants for their arrest. What are they going to eventually do? Oh, yeah, 10% of all people in the state of Texas have warrants out for their arrest. The major violation is the click-it-or-ticket seatbelt violation law. But it's just absolutely incredible to me that we've criminalized so many behaviors in this country, and I think there's going to come a point where we're just not going to pay attention to the man, and we're going to tell the man where to go. And what's the man going to do, build a fence around the country and call it prison? That's where I think the freedom will come from, is from people, kind of like to borrow a 60s phrase, you know, drop out. Don't be part of the system.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's possible to get off the grid. I don't think it's possible to get off the grid, so to speak, but I do think it is possible not to buy into the idea that government has the right to tell you how to live and what to do. And like in Arizona, we just considered, we had 650 bills in this last session. What the hell do we need 650 new laws for?
Yeah.
I mean, this is what people need to begin to outwardly reject. And, you know, as Nancy Reagan used to say, just say no to drugs. We just need to say no to our government. I don't think we need to meet them with a barrel of a gun. I think we just need to say no. Anyway, Annie, you know, our guest next week is Joel Skousen. This is going to be one of those you don't want to miss this kind of shows. And Annie, as always, might have been a little on the depressing side tonight, but great features, made us think, waking up America, hopefully. And Annie, I want to thank you for being with us. And to the rest of our listening audience, make sure you tune in next week to hear Joel Skousen. Stay tuned, everybody. More great programming on Republic Broadcasting Network. Have a great week, and we'll see you here next time, same place, same time. God bless, everybody. You know, I got some
which
good feedback.
International,
but anyway,
from the dollar,
good job.
It's confusing.
And
I'll
talk to you next week.
Your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power. Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog.